Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Blue Chew, a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets, and of course, at a fraction of the cost. Use our code BIGO, go to BlueChew.com, try your first month for free, just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com.
And he says, the more I learn about McDaniel, the more I like him. Well, you know why you like McDaniel? Because McDaniel's a human being. And he's not the robot coach that everything is just coach talk and everything is about distractions and everything. And don't ask me anything that's not football and don't ask me anything that's not basketball. And, you know, that coach with blinders on, right? And Brian Flores was that guy. He had no depth, right? And he refused to actually connect or communicate with people. Which he, you know, I've talked about this already throughout the week. McDaniel has a way of disarming you. And he's very smart. And smart people know how to use the media the right way. Look, the people that struggle using the media, you know who they are? The guys that are committing crimes. The guys that are hitting women. The guys that are dealing in drugs. The guys that are getting arrested. Those are the guys that are getting pissed off because the media's got to ask them about why'd you get arrested? Why'd you hit your wife? Why'd you hit your girlfriend? Why are you speeding at 120 miles an hour? You know what I mean? That's why they get pissed off. But the other guys, they know how to use us. Wade will use us. Zoe will use us. Why? Because they're good human beings. Zach Thomas can use us. He can talk. He can talk about... I've been in the locker room when Zach Thomas is... screaming and pointing fingers and pissed at everything that's going on, not blaming anybody because he's never done that or anything like that. He takes all the heat himself, but his frustrations and all that, and we stand by Zach every single time. Do you know why? Because he's a great player, a great person. He talked to you, good or bad. You know, the guy that can't handle adversity or woman that can't handle adversity, well, then that's a problem with you because we're all going to have it. We're all going to face it. We're all going to have to deal with it. And so McDaniel, instead of trying to avoid, you know, communication, he confronts it. Instead of worrying about confrontations, he looks to overcome them. And that's kind of what he does. The Preston Williams thing, the guy complained, he disarmed it right away. And it was over. It never lingered. He moved on. Because he basically said, yeah, no, all right, whatever. We're moving on. We'll talk to him. We'll go on. That's it. It didn't live on at all. We didn't make anything more of it. Do you notice that? Just moves on. It's like Gerald Green for the Miami Heat. Was it Gerald Green? Was that the kid's name? The one that was high as hell in a hotel? Was it? It was Green. It was Green. Anyway, remember that guard? Nobody ever found out what that guy was high on. If it was any other team, we would have found out. But it's the Heat. And guess what? Nobody ever looked into it. You just move on. Because they know how to just move on. The NBA knows how to move on. The NFL never knows how to move on. Bullygate, Spygate, Deshaun Watson, everything lingers in the NFL. Because they don't know how to handle the controversies. And McDaniel's one of those guys that you're going to ask him a tough question and he's going to answer it with intelligence and explain to you what he's thinking. Instead of being derogatory, demeaning, you know, saying, oh, no, this is not something we need to talk about or, you know, this is above your media doesn't need to know or whatever. He finds a way of bridging everything. And when you watch that interview with Le Batard, he did a great job there, as always. I think he would do this with anybody that's interviewing him. You know? And I just thought it was a terrific interview. Great job by Dan. And McDaniel is just, he's like that every day when you see him in press conferences. When I asked him about... what do you do with Connor Williams on that switch? And he explained how he's gone through it before, how Frank was the center for Ben Roethlisberger. So his main coach
was a center and can explain to him and all those kind of things that we didn't know about that. None of us really knew that Frank was the center for Ben Roethlisberger at Miami of Ohio. So while he's been an exceptional O-line coach, he also was a center. So the transition for Connor from guard to center is very hard. It's an incredibly hard move from guard to center if you've never played center. But he's making it, and he has somebody to mentor him along the way. And so he takes the time to explain all of those things for you. You know, and there were several times over the last week or two that I've been there that I've had to ask follow-up questions that aren't necessarily easy ones, and he answers them with grace, with class, with dignity, and then respect. What a concept. So it's easy for you to be respectful to Pat Riley because he's going to be respectful to you. It's easy to be respectful with certain people because Dwayne Wade's always going to be respectful to you. So is Jason Taylor, pretty much. You know why? Because those are good people. So you're going to treat them one way, and they're going to treat you back the other way. The confrontations come from the people that are normally jerks. It's just usually what happens. And so Mike McDaniel, you will treat him the way he's treating you now. Overall, Brian Flores, you will treat him one way because he felt like treating you one way. And that's just the way it goes. And so, yeah, it was a good interview. It was like a 50-minute interview. The video is up. I saw it yesterday. I watched it. And I do want to go over one of the things that was said in that one. And I will talk about it in a few minutes. What do you got to say, young man?
No, I want to say the one thing, too, that I hear, no matter where you hear, his message is always the same. He never changed. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is the same. It's not like you can
say, consistent. Yes.
Yeah, it's consistent. The message is very consistent across the board.
Yeah.
And you tell it's real. It's genuine, which is the word that you know, everybody's using right now around camp. He's a genuine person.
Yep. Yep. Definitely.